listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. Concerns this morning over the state of people's balconies throughout regional Victoria. The Herald Sun reporting that many built within the last 15 years could be an issue. Water leaks from balconies are seemingly the main problem, which are causing structural damage and in some cases are forcing entire rebuilds. Police have charged a 44-year-old man over a string of bushfires in the Barmer State Forest at Yalupna on Saturday. Crews were called to the scene Saturday morning with tankers and aerial bombers able to get things under control. The Golden Square man's been hit with a number of charges, including intentionally caused bushfire, and has been remanded to the Shepparton Magistrates Court today. A tragic long weekend on local roads with a 76-year-old Morwell man sadly passing away. Investigators have been told he and his dog exited a vehicle in Merivale when they were hit on Friday night. He died while on his way to hospital, while the driver of the car has spoken with police. And Australia's Great Dunny Hunt is on again. The countrywide competition invites us to win a $500 gift voucher by updating the online national public toilet map. And according to previous winner of the hunt, Sean Burford, all participants need to do this year to win is to update the details of one public toilet.
After that, they get a short four-question survey. At the end of that survey, they can tick, yes, I'd like to go into the draw to win the Great Dunny Hunt, and they go into the running for one of several $500 gift cards.
The Goulburn Valley and Gippsland Leagues are underway for 2024, with Round 1 getting underway over the weekend. Reigning premiers Echuca downed Mansfield by 82 points in the Goulburn Valley footy, and as for Gippsland, Traugan put Bairnsdale away by 35, the netballers also having similar success. And the Murray Bushrangers boys have been narrowly pipped to the line by the Bendigo Pioneers in the Talent League, just 2 points the difference at Deakin Reserve. Joshua Murphy had a big game with 6 goals to his name. As for the Gippsland Power, they're off to a good start with a 16-point win over Dandenong.